So you're a native of Huntington. What was Huntington like for you growing up there?
Mostly positive. Overwhelmingly positive, actually. I felt a sense of belonging and pride in my community as well as, greater Huntington. I felt a sense of connectedness that I could have an impact, positive impact. And there was a progressive element within the Black community of progress and aspiration.
So how did it influence you in general and to write this book in particular?
It influenced me generally because I always had the sense that I could achieve my dreams and that certainly there will be some impediments, but nothing that would stop me from achieving it. And so that's, I was by high school, had achieved some academic success, scholastic success. I had a sense that I could achieve things if I just worked hard and stayed disciplined. And certainly that was my family, but that was also the church and the community that kind of instilled those values and that belief. And then surrounding that or informing that belief system was, connecting to the connective tissue of the community.
I read it in the introduction, but describe for me the scene where you decided to work on this project, kind of the epiphany moment where you said, this is some research I need to look into.
I remember sitting on the porch, and that was one of the things that that I've talked about recently, is the front porch, these kind of front porch stories or episodes, where I just sat on the front porch, listened to people talk, and slowly but surely, it seeped, the various conversations and the personality seeped into my consciousness in a kind of inchoate way. It wasn't concrete, it wasn't tangible, but the voices and the experiences and the personalities kind of floated around in the consciousness. And then when I got the fellowship to go to Ohio State, and it just occurred to me that Mrs. Edna Duckworth had compiled this small pamphlet of local Black history. And so that kind of spurred me to say, maybe there's something here. Between my porch conversations, between what the little bit important pieces that local folks had done, maybe I can kind of collect, organize, and focus them into a narrative. In comparison to the Deep South, West Virginia was progressive. Social relations, politically, the fact that you could, Black people could vote, and not have to worry about, the impediments, the barriers that the Deep South employed to the franchise. And so I think there was enough space, within Huntington, within West Virginia, that Black people could move up the economic ladder, could move up, even if they couldn't necessarily move up the social ladder interracially.
Right.
But there was enough going on within the community, within not only, the community with Huntington, but the community regionally and nationally, that I don't think Black folks went around saying, I wish I had more access.
Yeah, one thing that really intrigued me when you were talking as Huntington became a kind of a Black social hub, that people were traveling from Charleston, from Beckley to Huntington. And back in those days, now it's a 45-minute drive. Back then, sure, it was probably an all-day excursion on a train to get there, or on, literally on wagons or that kind of thing. It's amazing that the efforts they went to, but they did it just to be social.
Yes. That is, to me, that is noteworthy. And in fact, even when I was growing up, I spent the bulk of my teenage years at First Baptist Church. And we had a progressive situation there, a progressive pastor, Reverend Charles Smith. But I definitely remember church groups coming up from Beckley or some of the smaller towns in southern West Virginia. You know, not only coming to the church, but the fact that Huntington had a vibrant commercial and cultural scene. You know, for many people, it was the big city.
What surprised you the most in your research for the book?
I think the most surprising thing to me was the Grapevine Telegraph of White Sulphur Springs. And the fact that White Sulphur Springs, the employment of slaves, opened up a Pandora's box, because it afforded the opportunity for Black employees and Black travelers and slaves to really communicate, socialize, strategize, and subvert the prevailing social paradigm and racial paradigm.
What do you hope readers take away from the book?
That it's important to recognize that Black people contributed to the formation of Huntington, the region, and the state, and allowed Huntington, assisted Huntington in becoming the economic cultural powerhouse that it became. But I think there are real lessons embedded within that story that speaks to the ability of a people to move forward.